Ladies love MM. You'll see why. This is BHL's Next. Yeah. You like my intro?
This is amazing. I love it.
Okay.
I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready, huh?
This is great.
It's great.
Yeah.
And now, like, guys, I have implemented a whole new thing. Champagne in the studio. Champagne Sundays.
Cheers. Super Bowl AFC Championship Sunday.
Guys, this is BHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. We have the Maurice Moore.
The
Ladies Love MM. I just started it. Just started the phrase.
You just started it. Hashtag 2019.
Hashtag 2019. We were talking before we got on air about, you know, 2019, the new year, things we got going on. And
yes.
I think hashtag Ladies Love MM is,
I think,
like,
that needs to be a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
If you guys want to start that, please be my guest. I mean, she technically is the founder.
The founder of Ladies Love MM. So run me my check. Maurice, it's so good to have you here.
You too. It's been a minute.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I've met Maurice prior.
We go way back.
And you know, when I first met you, I didn't even know he did music. That was the funny part.
And she heard, you actually got to hear the whole EP before everybody.
I know.
That day.
Crazy, right? Everything's like coming around full circle. But yeah, so what's up? What's new? We have this new EP, Destination Unknown.
Destination Unknown just dropped last Friday. It's been an intense...
What's it like now that it's just out there?
It's like a biggest relief feeling as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, just holding on to those songs for so long, and they're really personal. You know what I mean? It's the most personal music I've ever made. So like,
I can tell.
The initial release was like, and then like now everyone, like, the response has been amazing. So it's just like, this is great.
That's amazing. Yeah. I was comparing, you know, Destination Unknown to your other project,
Amber Room. Yeah.
Which was like a more summer vibe, like summer fling, summer love, like all those things.
Yeah. A little more like up tempo, upbeat, more playful. Yeah. This one is more, I guess, serious.
Yes.
But I feel like that's exactly what not only I needed in my personal life, you know, to evolve through the things I talked about in these songs, but also I think, you know, this time period, the winter, it's a little bit more gloomy. I think people are ready to just sit and just take something in. And this is like...
I know. I was about to say, like, your music, I guess, whenever you put it out, it kind of goes with the season or it goes with the time or what's going on. It's very relative.
Essential. That's always taken into consideration.
Really?
Has to be.
Even when you... So you're planning this, like, months in advance then, knowing that, okay, well, I want to have this type of sound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I need to drop it this time.
Yes.
How do you make sure you hit every deadline?
I didn't give myself deadlines, really.
Really?
I just initially it was gonna be like a longer 13 song mixtape, like kind of like the classic format, but I decided to, you know, strip it down, which...
I know you did strip it down, which I know it's good for you because everybody, you know, wants more.
Yeah,
but it's like
where is the rest of the song?
Yes.
Honestly,
especially because Amber Room was a lot of songs that you gave.
And that's exactly it. I feel like the way I'm evolving as an artist right now is very much kind of, I just want to be free. I just want to be able to make all kinds of music, all kinds of sounds, use every single talent that I have and put it into the music. And I think with that, it allows me to, you know, one EP is only 7 songs, so I can explore one sound. And then the next one I can drop relatively soon, and it's like exploring something else. So I think it just gives me the freedom to tell a story and try a bunch of different sounds all at once.
So give me the feel for Destination Unknown. Like, we have, you know, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, for the people who watch on YouTube, the track list for this project. What was going through your mind? Because I feel like... If I want to compare it to your other projects, this is just my opinion. Let me know
if I'm in the
ballpark. I feel like you're writing about an experience that you're reminiscing on, but yet you're trying to evolve and grow from.
That's absolutely correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes you can reminisce in a way that's very, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Hashtag toxic.
Exactly. So I feel like you're reminiscing on it, but it's not like you want to go back into that place. You're reminiscing and wanting to grow for the better.
It's an appreciation for the memories and also, yeah, like you said, an evolution. Like being able to just reflect and accept and move on, you know.
And you're
saying?
So witty for doing this, because this is like 2019, it's a new year, people want to grow.
Come on.
And of course, like I said, making relative music.
You're giving me way too much credit, you know? Now.
It's amazing though. I like it. So yeah, tell me, what's your favorite song off of Destination Unknown?
It changes. Mm. At the moment, I would say probably Cut Me Loose. Mm. It wasn't the day I dropped it, it was Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb was my favorite. But now it's coming.
Cherry Bomb was your favorite.
It was.
That's the one of the ones I've heard before.
Yeah, you heard. Yeah.
I did.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, listen, that song was more, that's probably the second most kind of upbeat, rhythmic kind of song on the project. Mm-hmm. But I think I had the most fun making that song of all of them. And I produced on that one as well, which was really fun. And this whole project, really, I got to explore production a lot more than the Amber Room, which is another aspect of my artistry.
What was that like?
It made it even more personal, automatically. Mm. Because, you know, all these things I have in my head, sometimes you try to explain it to a producer.
Somebody else, yeah.
And it can't be articulated.
The exact way you want.
But I know in my head what I want, so I can just do it. And it was really fun to work that way. It was very liberating creatively. It's just very fun.
What producers did you work with on this project?
Julia Lewis. Mm-hmm. He's a producer from the Bay. He's up and coming, super talented. I kept a really small group of producers. So it was myself, him. I had a co-writer in there called Moon, who's from my city of Ottawa. And Charlie Stardom, who's here in L.A. And it was just us, really. It was really a small team effort. And I wanted it that way because, like I said, it was very personal. For me at the time when I started it, I wasn't as confident as I am today. You know, I have a different demeanor these days because, you know, I'm living completely authentic. I'm living completely true to myself. And I don't have to put up any facades to anybody at any time. So the music process, you know, just keep it in the family and just...
Is the music scene like that? Because for those who don't know... You're from Canada.
I'm from Canada.
You're not even from the States.
Actually, technically, I was born here in the States.
You were?
Springfield, Illinois.
Wow. Yeah. And then off you went.
And then off I went as a little baby.
So Canada, I feel like the music scene out there is very, like, it's like a different vibe than, you know what I mean? Which is weird to say because, like, Canada and the United States don't seem too much, you know.
Different.
But I feel as far as music, it's the vibes are very, like, nostalgic type, like, you know what I mean? It's just like a,
you know, Canada doesn't have like a musical identity, I think, in the same way that, you know, American music has like an identity. This is what American R&B sounds like.
Yes, it doesn't have it, you know what I mean? It doesn't have a name. You can't really,
we don't have that, nothing. So we can do whatever
but
we want.
But it is a feeling though. I feel
it is a feeling.
It explores different, I guess maybe it's just very more like, yeah, than like other,
maybe that's explorative. That's a good word. Yeah,
because it just explores different sounds, like R&B sounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
many different ways than it does in America.
I think, like you said, you know, we explore just because we see all of the stuff that they do in the States, all the different pockets. Like if you're from Texas, you're probably gonna sound like Texas or hip hop, or at least traditionally speaking, that's how it's been. But in Canada, it's just all of Canada is taking and pulling from all these places. So we just do whatever feels right. It feels
dang.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Shout out to Canada.
I asked you last time, I was like, is Canadian bacon really, like, good?
Listen, I haven't had it for over 7 years because your boy went vegan.
You went vegan. I forgot to tell you, too, I stopped eating meat, too.
Oh,
but I'm
God.
Only pescatarian right now. We'll see.
Pescatarian.
If I, yeah.
That's
so I'm
good.
Only
no,
doing
that's
fish
good.
Right now.
I'm so proud
we'll
of you.
We'll see if I can make it. That's being vegan. I know. It was hard. It was hard. But I'm I'm like, you know what? I am going to make. So, yeah, that is a change. That's a 2019
That's
change.
A big change.
Yeah.
I hope it sticks.
Last year, but then December, I went crazy.
Listen.
December, I went, like, meat crazy. I was like, you know what? It's the holiday season. Like, forget it. And I was just eating filet. Steak here, like, you know.
You got me reminiscing.
But it's horrible. Like, afterwards, I felt so sick. I was like, was it worth it? No. So now.
So what's your favorite, like, fish?
I love salmon.
Oh, salmon. Smoked.
Yeah. Mm. And I love shrimp, anything.
Oh, shrimp was a goat. Garlic shrimp. the jumbo ones.
Yeah.
I miss that.
So, and I just do like, you know, veggies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But you should let me cook for you sometime.
What?
Yeah, a nice.
What do you make vegan food?
Yeah. Don't. Come on.
No, I like vegan food though. I'm not even gonna front. Like,
Don't even know it's vegan.
Are you sure though? Because that's the trick. Like, I'll eat it when I know. I'm like, wait, no, that tastes so bomb. Like, what?
Yeah, that's gonna be one of those.
Really? Because there's a place over here, Sun Cafe.
No, I'm better than Sun Cafe.
You're better than Sun.
I'm better.
No,
I'm better.
I don't believe it.
Listen.
All right, Maurice, you're gonna make me this vegan meal, this vegan feast, and it better taste like filet mignon, Benihana's, like meat, like.
I can do that. I can do that.
All right.
Listen, 2019.
Let's talk about this music video. So we were talking about Canada, mm-hmm. and you were telling me off air that you were trying to figure out all these different places to film Destination Unknown.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Originally, we were going to shoot it in, where were we going to shoot it? In BC, British Columbia, which is in Canada. And it's beautiful. There's trees, there's water. The essential component was I needed the trees, I needed water.
Is that how you like wrote these things? How did you get the inspiration to write?
So most of this EP was done. We rented a cottage in Quebec, which is a province in Canada where everyone speaks French. And we were right on the lake.
Do you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Oh.
Un petit peu.
Okay.
Tu parles français?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah?
That
was really okay. Good. All right. So that's what you wrote most of it.
Yeah, in a little cottage, in a little wooden cabin.
Okay.
And it was honestly, that was because I did a writing camp in Nicaragua last year, and it completely just... It just changed the
way... Is Nicaragua where you created the singles that you were releasing throughout this year?
I got some songs from that camp that are coming out this year.
Wow.
But... I didn't release any of those yet, but basically that camp was like life-changing for me. We were making music in the jungle. There's literally monkeys swinging like right outside of the window. It was incredible. It was crazy. I don't know.
So the monkeys were the inspo for some of the songs?
You know, they were mating, and I was just like, man, that's love. I need to write about that. And the shorty just got mad, and she stole his banana and ran away, and that inspired Cut Me Loose, you know? So...
I cannot. So
but no, it's just nature, you know? Yeah? Nature, being in that environment, like, made me feel, like, honest, more vulnerable, more just connected and grounded. And I think that when I got home, I knew I couldn't go back to just, like, a nice, fancy studio. So we rented the cottage for a week, locked in, made the EP.
In a week?
In a week. So you can imagine all the music we made last year that's actually going to come out this year. I'm so excited.
Are you going to put them, the extra songs into another project?
I don't know yet. I think what I'm going to do with those ones, I'm going to put them out just as little singles throughout the year to give my fans just more music. But there's definitely going to be another EP this year for sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say, like, mm-hmm. please don't tell us that this is the only project that we're doing in 2019.
No, I couldn't do that to you, especially not you.
Okay.
Come on.
I was just making sure.
I got your back.
Okay.
I would never do that to you. And as a matter of fact, there's maybe more than one.
What?
I'm just saying.
The Ladies Love MM Camp is going crazy right now with this news. This is breaking news.
I'm going crazy right now. This is so exciting.
Is it the champagne?
It's the champagne. It might be the champagne. Maybe.
It's the champagne and the ambiance of Next, you know?
It's the ambiance is great.
Like, you know?
We got the blue... The purple is great.
The lighting is great. Everything's great. So, and where you shot this music video was great. So you got to write it in this cottage, and you wanted to have the same
energy. Yeah, I wanted people to feel the same way that I felt when I was creating it. I wanted them to like feel like they were just in nature, just like,
I know, because I'm like, you are holding flowers in the artwork. You're literally holding nature on the artwork.
Yeah, it's about going back to that. Because, you know, in life, you start... You know, people start really defining who you are for you. You know, you get a role or like, for example, let's say you play a sport when you're a kid, then you become known as the soccer player. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get in the habit of like also adopting that for ourselves. And like, that's the narrative. I'm a soccer player. I have to embody that every day. But it's been about just kind of going back to who you were when you were first born. You know, if you could like imagine that moment, there's no influence yet. You know, you're just open. You're fully open. And that was the music that I wanted to make. That was the energy that I was trying to put out there. I want people to feel like
I definitely grounded. Got that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, guess what?
What?
We have your video for those who have been, you know, under a rock and haven't seen it. We have it for them to see. So, guys, this is Maurice Moore, Destination Unknown music video.
Lit.
So, music EP done in a week. How long for the music video to be created?
3 days.
3 days?
Mm-hmm. Including the edit.
What?
Yeah, those guys are insane.
What?
Yeah, the team is crazy. You already knew that, though.
This is true.
You knew.
Shout out Adrian.
Shout out Adrian and Chaz.
Chad.
Mm-hmm. Chaz edited this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Looks so good.
I think I played this for you before I had drums.
It was just bass. It's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
It's crazy.
I think this Destination Unknown and Cherry Bomb are the songs that I heard.
Yeah.
I think there's one more too.
One Night Stand.
Yeah.
I think I played you One Night Stand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I feel like there's like three songs that I heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's cool.
And now it's like a whole entire project and has music videos to it.
There's more. There's more.
I know. Are we going to do another visual?
We're trying to do one for One Night Stand because it's streaming like crazy.
Yeah?
I personally, that's not my favorite song on there, but I knew the guys would like it.
Why don't you like One Night Stand?
I like it, but you know, that's like the moment on the project that, in the storyline, like it was the turning point in the story that led to Cut Me Loose.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then who is there somebody who was the inspo for Destination Unknown?
Destination Unknown was about me. It was more of a like a introspective song. Yeah. Like I was literally like writing to myself. But I was also writing to the person as well. I wanted them I was healing. I wanted them to experience that as well, you know? I wanted them to heal. Yeah.
This was like a very serious project, but I liked it. I like when, you know, artists step out the box from what
people.
Yeah.
Fuck all boxes 2019. Hashtag.
We have so many.
We have so many hashtags.
Ladies love it. Mim. Fuck the boxes 2019. Dang.
Literally,
okay.
Fuck the boxes, every single one you can find. No, not everyone. You gotta
throw the whole box away. Oh my gosh. Wow, so you're really, look at you, you're basking in nature. This is amazing.
Oh, man. That was San Francisco right there. Adrian.
Was it like super freezing, like, you know, you ever watched like the project and you like people look so like comfortable and they're like, actually it was like below zero that day when we were filming. I'm like, wait, what?
It looks way warmer than it is.
It was like, cold.
It was fucking freezing.
Yeah? Dang. How many hours were you out there for?
Two days straight. Like we would go from like early in the morning, catch the sunrise, and then go till like the sun went down. Yeah.
Dang, y'all should have some champagne on set.
Adrian had the Henny.
Yeah. Wait, do you don't even do Henny. Who
I did
are
the Henny.
You?
I did the Henny.
Who are you? You don't even drink dark.
Listen.
You make juices.
I said
you make green
no
juice.
Boxes. No, I don't want to see any boxes try to be put on me in 2019. Zero. Okay.
The first time I met you, hey, do you want to have a shot of Jameson? You're like, actually, I like making green juice.
I do. I still do.
I was like, oh. Well. This is an interesting
I also
party.
I'm like having some Henny from time to time.
He drinks Henny? Anything is possible? Whoa. You have elevated. I'm so proud of you. Look. No, not only am I proud of this project, I'm so proud of you. You elevated to the Henny. Wow. I know, because I was listening to a song and you were like saying Hennessy, and I was like,
yeah, come on. Maurice? Like, I got, if I'm going to sing about it, I have to be able to back it up. You know what I'm saying? This is real life.
Maurice. I know. But okay, you changed for the better. I'm here for it. But you know who I'm also here for?
Who are you here for?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, tell.
You're going to be my guest. And not my guest, my co-host, as we go into these
like
hot topics. You were my guest. Equality. Yeah. Now, you know, you were my guest. Now we elevated you up. You elevated to Hennessy, and we're elevating you up to co-host spot. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm prime time, baby. Let's go.
Hot topics. Guys, Soulja Boy was making all the headlines this week. Did you see?
I did.
You saw?
You know what? I might have became a Soulja Boy fan.
Think that I was, and I was like reminded that I was. Like, I think I always was, and yeah. I was like, wait.
That's it.
Like, when he was talking about the mess, I was like, duh, it's Soulja Boy. Like,
yeah,
I'm here for it.
At first, I thought it was a negative attention that he was getting. I mean, maybe it is slightly negative.
Yeah, depending on who you ask.
Yeah. But then I saw the Breakfast Club interview, and I was like, bro, I like Soulja Boy.
He's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't know he was that witty.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think that, because then I went back and I was thinking about Soulja Boy. Like, I remember when he had that beef with Ice-T, like, years ago.
I remember
that. He was witty then, you know, but I don't think that he's been, you know, on our radar for us to, like, really get to.
I don't even remember the last Soulja Boy record that I heard.
Maybe it was Pretty Boy Swag, huh?
Pretty
Boy Swag. We're going to get into that, too. So, yes, guys, let me break it down for you. Soulja Boy went on this Breakfast Club interview. You know, we got Charlamagne, we got everybody in the studio. And he was basically trying to say he's had the biggest comeback out of 2019 of any artist. And I think they were trying to say, like, you know, Meek Mill has had a really huge comeback.
That's actually true. I was thinking, like, I know he said, he's like, Tyga?
Tyga,
but I thought Tyga had a good 2018. But now when you say Meek Mill, when I really think about it, Meek Mill is the biggest comeback of 2018.
He was locked up. He came back.
He took
that album was amazing.
The album was crazy. I loved it.
And honestly, like, not to say that Meek Mill's not talented, but I just didn't know, personally for me, I didn't have a project that I was like, oh yeah, like,
yeah.
I feel like people have, like, songs that they liked from Meek Mill, but I don't know people that had, like, projects
that's how I was. I was more of a casual fan.
Yeah, me too.
Now I'm, like, a fan.
Me too.
Like, I'm checking for whatever he puts up.
Me too, exactly. Yeah. So, Soulja Boy questions the Breakfast Club cast, you know, why does Meek Mill have a bigger comeback than Soulja Boy. So let's play this clip, guys. Be prepared to laugh.
Why did Meek Mill have a bigger comeback than Soulja Boy?
Me personally,
why?
Because he was locked up.
Yes.
Okay, I was locked up too, nigga.
They came over the number one record.
The Drake beef. What record was number one?
Huh?
What record was number one?
Dangerous. His whole album went number one.
No,
Championships.
Single, Dangerous was number one.
Reached number one.
There we go.
First number one ever.
That was a nice record.
Yeah, and Championship was the number one
nice
album in the country.
And the album was a nice album.
Bar.
Drake, nigga, don't do that.
Mind fucking blown.
Don't do that. Nigga,
shit.
I was sun niggas in a heartbeat.
Drake,
the nigga who I made, nigga, we made it with in 2014.
Nigga, we made.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Has he ever reached out to you?
Drake?
Yeah.
I took the Drake all the time. Yo, who y'all think I am in here?
Mm. Hey,
let me see.
What's your nickname for Drake, though?
Soulja.
Draco.
No, out, nigga. My first name is Dre. My middle name is Cortez. The first name of my name is Dre. The first two letters are C-O. Dang. Draco. Ooh. There you go.
What's up, y'all? It's Papa Long.
Wait, oh, wait. What's
Well, Soulja Boy.
Dang. Soulja Boy. So Soulja Boy does have a point.
He does have a point. Drake definitely took the flow. I will say that. I mean, but everybody, I feel like, takes...
I mean...
I'm kind of over the that as being a thing in music anymore, because I just
feel
like...
How do you feel about you as a musician? Because you're inspired by... there's so many sounds and songs that come out, and I mean... Let's say you can't be inspired by it and, like, you know, flip it into your
music. Yeah, I feel like... Music. At this point, music, I feel like so many people are taking from so many places... There's a line where I feel like it becomes kind of unoriginal, but at least you can look at a song and be like, okay, that was kind of unoriginal. Mm-hmm. But I think they should still have the freedom to do it, because I think sometimes you get these beautiful mixtures that are just right. But without the freedom to do that, then you can't never do it. So that Drake actually bit it, though. I think that's a bite.
Wait, we do have the receipts. Okay, can we play the receipts?
Yeah.
Oh wait, we need really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? And it might tell me what's really going on. Soulja Boy up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening?
Who did it better?
I don't know. This is that song was amazing. That's what over, right?
Tell me what's really going on.
I think it's over, right?
No, it's not. That's not over. What song is that? It's Miss Me. Miss Me.
Miss with Lil Me. Wayne. Yeah. Wait, no. Wait, that song is...
That's so fire.
Wait, no. That's an amazing song.
I know. It's tough. It's tough.
Miss Me. And Lil Wayne was headed to jail at the time.
Free Weezy.
First of all, yeah, I don't know. Miss Me was like a really good one for me in high school.
It was a moment.
It was a moment for me. I don't know who I thought I was. I'm in high school. I don't know who I thought I was, but that song
made me feel like I was like somebody to lean on. Sorry, that was
acapella. Acapella in the studio. Dang. Okay, Maurice, I see how you rock it. Wait, look. Look, let me try to hide this. Because we ain't getting sponsored. Do you think I'm about to give this champagne free promo?
No free advertising.
No free advertisement.
Wait, not that one.
Which one?
That one's my water.
Oh, yeah.
You have to hydrate simultaneously. See, I learned this.
This is what I'm not doing. I'm never...
Listen, take a sip.
Of water?
Of water. It's essential.
I just don't really, you know, I just like to drink.
You're a beast.
You know? But you know this. You know.
I do know. You're a pro. I've been taking notes. Why do you think I came back?
I'm a pro shot taker, I think.
You want to?
No, I'm a pro. No, I'm like a really a pro shotter. I don't know if I'm a pro drinker, because like
can you do 8 shots of tequila?
I feel like I can. Like, it's the drinks that mess me up, because it's just too much. It's like so much the sugar.
Jinx, you owe me. Not Pepsi. I don't mess with Pepsi like that. Maybe some champagne.
Champagne? It's so easy. Champagne is like a good, like... What? Champagne is like my wine. You know what's weird? I feel like I'm not into wine like that anymore. Or I haven't found the right one.
I don't know yet. I have yet to try, like, enough of these adult beverages, you know? I'm just, I'm taking it one by one.
Went from juicing to, like, now you were taking Henny shots. You kind of did a big leap. That's a huge leap.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I said, no boxes.
Literally, you're at a party. You know that, right? Like a party with like people drinking.
What's a party?
And you're like, this is my blender.
Kale. Oh my God, this is on the internet now.
It is.
This is on the internet.
I just want everybody to know that that's really you. I was like, hey, nice to meet you.
Listen, I'm not ashamed of any of it.
Thanks for having me in your home. Would you like a shot? No, I'm just going to throw my kale in a blender and make them. Juice.
Did I offer some to you?
You did. But I wasn't in... You know, I'm a shot taker.
You should have took a ginger shot or something.
Oh, my God. I can't. I cannot. But you know what? Back to Soulja. Guess what? Tyga is in the mix. We were talking about Tyga. Tyga was in the mix.
Oh, he's been in the mix?
Well, because Tyga went and said that he's had the biggest comeback of 2019. So Soulja Boy came back and said, Tyga? Tyga? Soulja Boy put Tyga in his first music video. She got a dunk. This is the receipts.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. The mind blown emoji.
Yeah, I know. Wait. I mean, you like, and look, Tyga, thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for that. Oh, he's a real one though.
He's a real one. For, I love his response.
I like, love that.
Thanks for the opportunity. Tyga's,
that's some boss. That's some boss shit right there. Am I allowed to say that?
No, that's no, you can't.
I've been thinking about it.
We've
the
been
whole
saying
time.
Fuck all boxes in 2019.
Fuckity fuck yeah. Fuckity fuck yeah.
New song.
New song.
Okay.
You co-sign?
Yeah.
Listen, no boxes. Don't expect just R&B from me in 2019.
What?
You're gonna hear rap music. You're gonna hear Soulja Boy feature.
You got bars. Soulja. Bar for bar. Okay, just don't sample off Soulja Boy because if you do, I'm telling.
Hey, that was good.
Excuse me. Is this Mr. Soulja Man? You know he's Soulja Man.
Soulja Man.
Soulja Man. Yeah, yeah. Maurice Moore is stealing from you. I have the song right here. So just kidding.
This. Right
I
here?
Would never. I would never.
I know where your loyalty lies.
Though. I do.
Tell me.
No, with you, with you. It's not, yeah. not with Draco. It can't. You know why?
Why?
Because Draco tried to come from one of my queens this week.
Did he?
Yes. So my queen, Ariana Grande.
Oh.
She dropped her new song, Seven Rings.
I liked it. I only heard it once though, so like I don't know anything, but it was good.
Did you see the music video?
No.
Oh, well, I'm about to blow your mind because we have a little preview.
Okay.
And she looks good. Like, really good.
Let's see.
Here we go. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's that look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Look, you're like, ooh, to the chords. There's beautiful women in the video.
I'm hearing the chords. That's it. The highlight, though.
The highlight is... Okay, see, there we go. I can appreciate something.
I know why.
You see where I'm going with this? You see? I know. It's hard,
though.
It's
a fine line. It's a fine line. But it's so infectious.
I know. Like, how can you not?
I want it. I got it. Yeah.
Whoa. So you know what happened, right? You know what happened?
This right here.
Well, you know what's crazy is that a news station actually picked up on it.
Oh, in 2019.
They picked up on, like, Ariana. Like, a news station picked up on, I don't know if you have the yeah, first of all, he's told her that she's a thief.
It's so
she
dramatic.
Just twisted, like, miss you, and then you're a thief. That was one.
See, I don't know, Soulja. Like, I feel you. We can definitely say that, you know, you're inspiration on this, for
yeah.
sure. But I think she put her own little twist on
yeah.
it. And I think that's okay. You know, you should... I'm grateful whenever people pay homage to my shit. But maybe publishing? Is that a... I don't know.
Maybe that's where you draw the line. See, look, this is the news station clip that actually caught wind of Ariana Grande stealing Soulja Boy's flow.
Another
he posted this too,
video.
By the way.
Let's take a look.
He's winning right now.
Wait, doesn't that sound familiar?
It sounds like pretty boy swag.
Yeah.
This right here, hey, it's my A swag. Hey.
What news station is this? This is lit.
Oh my God, the smoke. This right here is my swag. Swag. All the girls are on me swag.
You know what's crazy, though? Now even 2 Chainz is coming for Ariana Grande. Saying that the house that I was showing you in that video, it looks like his that pink trap house that he has. I think it's like in Atlanta.
Oh, his album. Yeah. Pretty Girls Love Trap.
Yeah,
music.
And he has like the house, that pink house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a bit much. I think that's a bit much. Guys, I just let people create. Because you know what? Here's the thing. I have been in the position of getting my shit stolen, and it's actually been a big song.
I'm not gonna speak on the song. Okay, we won't talk about
it. I'm just gonna say that my stuff has been hijacked.
How? Okay, well, can we talk about how it got hijacked? How did this happen?
I don't know how it happened. I dropped the song, and a year later,
somebody big put it out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Maurice. Yeah.
It happened. Oh. I'm not going to speak on it because here's the thing. 2019.
How did you grow from that, though?
How did I grow from that? I personally, here's what it is. I don't have time to feel negative emotion in that way or waste my money when I could just go get the next bag because I literally see abundance around me. I literally see a bag over there, a bag over there, bag over there. So why would I be trying to force, you know, the legalities when I can just go get the next one? And I know I can always write a better song every day, so I'm not tripping off of any one song. Dang. Even though I love my music, I love, like, I put my heart into it, I just, you know,
it's okay. Drake got his BlackBerry stolen once with all his songs.
Oh, maybe that's how Soulja Boy came up with all his hits.
this is true. Conspiracy theories going up.
But Soulja, if you want to work 2019,
I know, who you know do you want to work with? Because I feel like the last person that you had, what was it, Selfless? Is it on the Amber Room? When's the last feature? What's the last?
My last collaboration that was released was with Sage the Gemini, Thoughtline Remix.
He did Thoughtline, the remix?
He did Thoughtline, the remix. We still need to shoot that video. That shit.
Hit me on my Thoughtline.
Listen. That's how I was feeling.
That's how you were feeling in the summertime.
Summertime just does something.
I was listening to it. I was like, dang. Like in the beginning, the first few, I was like, dang, she is for everybody. She's smashing the homies. Huh?
She's smashing the homies. You have to see, here's the thing. There has to be categories. You have to be able to distinguish who's who in this world. You need to know.
Break it down.
You need to know who's for real.
Uh-huh.
Who's just for the clout. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who's just trying to have a good time. You know, I happen to tend towards this crowd over here, the good crowd. I like the good girls.
The good girls.
I like the good girls. We all like the good girls, but we always struggle with, is it real? Are they real? Are they real?
So then y'all be just messing it up.
No, we're not messing
it up. No.
This champagne, I tell you.
And then y'all be like, oh, well, maybe. Maybe I could dip my toe into a little danger just for a little bit.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm so loyal. I'm so loyal. But that's why I want to be single right now, because I'm focused on my purpose. I'm focused on my dreams.
Music.
Yes.
Can you, like, just before, like, you go, like, do a little acapella?
I mean,
maybe something off latest project so people can go, you know, stream it so you can get some more streams.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, well, 2019 Spotify can give you, like, you know, more streams.
What if I could do this?
What?
This is a little combo.
Okay.
It goes 1, 2, 3. If your love was all I had in this life, that would be enough till the end of time. So rest your weary eyes and relax your mind. 'Cause I'm gonna love you, girl, till the end of time. And this life is so beautiful when you take the time to look at it like this.
Hey.
Like this. Yeah, there's something so magical about the way. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow! Oh my child, is the studio still up or did it burn down? Child, it's wow. Damn. Why didn't nobody I'm blessed, but like if somebody would have gave me, like, you know, vocals, like,
listen, you have the vocals, it's within. Everyone got the vocals. You're talking, you got chords. You got vocals.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
No. I need to be able to be, like, you know, really out here, like, breaking hearts.
Breaking hearts.
With my voice.
Listen, I got...
You know?
We'll start lessons this week.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Start Monday.
Y'all, when I start coming back on the mic singing in the studio.
I'm not ready. Listen.
You're not ready for my EP. Look.
Executive produced by Maurice Moore. Yeah. Come on.
Look, I got ideas. They're like, girl, what ideas you got? None.
I believe that you could actually do it.
An EP?
Yes.
You don't even know if I can sing or not.
I don't need to know. Yeah. I believe in you.
So, okay. So if I come back sounding like, you know.
I won't let that happen. Listen.
All right, look, auto-tune me up.
I got you back. Don't say that on camera. They don't know I actually got auto-tune built into my throat. I got a surgery when I was 12. Yeah. I just press it, you know, it's in my neck. I just go, and it goes on. Like, right now, it's terrible. Like, and then I go, you know, it's just like.
Okay.
Yeah. You just got to press it. Yeah. I can, my surgeon is great.
Yeah, let me know. Like, hit me up. Because, you know, I'm trying to, like, you said, that's why you're like, oh, I can get the bag here. I can get the bag there. Let me get more bags, too.
Listen.
Help me with the vocals, and I can, like, be getting more bags.
I'll take care of you.
All right, well. Guys, I'm about to be somebody, y'all. I'm about to be a star. So, with all this music that you're dropping, are we going to see any live performances from you?
Yes.
What?
That's the short answer. The long answer is I do want to tour this year. We've been already kind of determining where my audience lives. You know, as an independent artist, touring is like a really interesting, complicated territory, especially when I'm doing my solo tour, because my fan base isn't massive yet. You know, I have a strict, great fan base, but
they're everywhere, though.
They're scattered all over the place. So for me this year, it's about, you know, really honing in on the markets where, you know, my fans are at and just getting out there. So I definitely will be touring this year. Hopefully I can get on another artist tour as well. And I'm just going to be doing a ton of one-off shows, probably a couple festivals this summer as well.
What? Yeah. You got to let me know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen you perform.
Oh,
what's it like? What is, like, Maurice Moore's, like,
it's very
performance
me,
like?
My show is, like, I feel like I'm really vulnerable on stage. It's the most intimate you will ever get to experience my brand. Like, I think my music, listening to it, is very intimate and personal. But when you get it in person, I'm really, when I get on stage, I'm not trying to prove that I'm, you know, sometimes you see artists, it's like they get on stage and they're just doing everything like, I'm so much better than you guys. Yeah. For me, I just want to get on stage.
Wait, how was it again? How was it? It was a little bit of a... Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I feel like artists, we have the tendency of doing that. Like, we want to show how talented we are and how gifted we are. I think our fans are fans of us because of our talent already. So when I get on stage, I'm just thinking of how can I connect? How can I bring people into my world even more? And how can I give them an experience that they will remember forever? So it's really a
plus experience. You're talented. So it's like you really don't have to. Like, sometimes you get people who, you know, perform and they really ain't got the talent to back up the live performance. So I feel like with you, you're talented. You have this voice. So you're really, you don't have to, you know, focus on like nothing but giving the experience.
Yeah. Thank you. That is the best compliment I received in 2019. Thank you.
I appreciate it. What? Ciao, Wuchale.
What is that?
Wuchale? Have you heard?
I've never heard
that.
Oh
my God, Wuchale is a new thing I've been saying. So, it's a viral video. I'm going to send it to you. It was this guy. and he was with this girl, right? And he's like filming himself on his camera. And this girl, like, you hear in the back. She's like, how do you spell Wuchale? And he was like, huh? She's like, woo, Chile. He's like, it's woo, chow. But she thought it was woo, Chile. Like, she thought the chow, because it's C-H-I-L-E, was like, Chile. She's like, woo, Chile. He's like, it's woo, chow. But she was really like woo, Chile, like W-H-E-W, Chile.
Oh, God. That's cringe.
So every time I'm in a situation, I'm like, woo, Chile. So now you can start saying, woo,
thank
Chile.
You. That's good. I'm using that. I might write a song with that. Oh, my God. Woo, I got you on publishing. Don't worry.
All right,
don't
look. Woo, Chile. Woo, Chile is a thing. So now, like, look, audience, if y'all ever in a situation that's like, girl, woo, Chile. Woo, Chile. Woo, Chile. I can't. Woo, Chile.
Woo, Chile. The champagne, though.
Maurice, it was so good having
Thank you
here.
Thank you for having me.
And please. please let everybody know where they can follow you on social media.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Maurice Moore. YouTube, it's Maurice Moore Music. Instagram, it's Maurice Moore. So, yeah. Wow. Destination Unknown EP is out now.
Please.
Listen to it. Love it.
Get more streams. Look at the video. Are we going to have more videos too coming?
More videos coming.
All right, guys. It's your girl, Raylan T. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. And I will see y'all next week. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.